And he said, "Rhonda," and he started to ask questions, and I ignored him. I wasn't going to have any bullshit. He wasn't going to con me this time. I wanted it now. At which point, he leaned over on his elbow, and he started to snore. And when he snored, my body absolutely exploded. I mean, it was Kundalini City in there. My head started to shake, and my whole body was shaking, and I thought I really experienced that I was about to break my neck. It was so violent. And I was getting frightened, and at that point he sat up, and the whole thing stopped. And he said to the guy, "Ask Ram Dass how much money Stephen makes." I mean, what he's basically saying, if you'll pardon the crudity, was stop fucking around. When you're ready, you'll get it. You know, stop being greedy. Be patient. Don't rush. You know, get over that trip. Relax. It's okay. Because ultimately, it's so ordinary that all the little increments and energy, you don't even notice. It's not like I've got all this power. So I encourage you to look at your relationships as vehicles for awakening. Now, there are two kinds. One is where you've got somebody in it that wants to awaken with you, and the other is where they don't. And those are just two different kinds of yoga for you. One is with satsang, and one is without it. But the interesting thing about the one without it is that's in your own head. They're satsang, they just don't know it yet. And you're not demanding they be satsang. You're just looking through the veil of their mind's denial of who they are to be with who they are. But you can only do that when you're resting in it, because it takes one to see one. So you're constantly working on yourself, just coming back into that balance, into that equilibrium, and then looking and seeing everybody else here in the same space with us. We're all here together. We're all in this awareness. And then you see people dipping down, getting caught into their needs, desires, fears, personality, and losing the balance. And you're just sitting here saying, "Ah, losing the balance. Ah, so." So relationship as a vehicle, patience. See, realizing there's nobody in the other rowboat. The excitement of being with another human being, and you've been lost in your drama for thousands of incarnations together, and then you start to come up for air together. What an incredible joy to be with another human being and be free. And the far out thing is, it takes exactly one moment. I would watch, I'd stand behind Maharaji, and they, like the army had Hanuman as their Ishtadev, their divine form. So Hanuman is on all the army flags in India. And the army trucks would be coming from the China border, and they would come by the little temple up in the Himalayas, and the trucks would all stop, and everybody would come into the temple, because it was a Hanuman temple, to pranam, and Maharaji was there, so they'd all line up to pranam, and then they'd be given food, and then they'd go back. They were always fed at the temple. And Maharaji would be sitting there, and these army guys would be coming along, touching his feet, rushing off, touching his feet, rushing off. And he'd be talking to people, and he'd just have a foot out there, and they'd be touching his foot and rushing away, touching his foot and rushing away. Every now and then, he'd turn to somebody, and he'd say, "Your mother needs to hear from you." Then he'd go back to talking. I was standing behind him, and I watched the guy go. And then I'd watch, most of the people came by, and you saw the denseness of them being in honoring the guru. They were in a definite role game, deep in, honoring the guru, get food, go. I mean, they weren't doing it to get the food, by the way. I mean, this is a very pure situation. But every now and then, one would come and touch and look up, and you would see something happen at that moment. You just see something happen. And you knew that that whole person's life, something was going to be different from then on. And it only took that long. I realized that his business with me took that long. All the rest of it was collecting more out of my fear that something hadn't happened, which is far out. But you're more or less stubborn as to how quickly you will give up, you know? Damn it, my personality is real. I need love. I'm lonely. Good. Is it fun? How do you do? I'm Dick. She wasn't there for me when I really needed her. Oh, God. I was there for you many times before that. Boy, oh boy, you watch it, it's like, hey! Hey, everybody! Wow, wow, dig this one. Look at this. This is really thick. Will they ever get out of it? No, I don't think so. It's all the stuff we're all in, right up to our eyeballs all the time. Does anybody want to get free? So relationships are a stinker of a yoga. Because just like institutions, they are an institution because it's so easy to go to sleep into them. I won't bug your ego if you don't bug mine. I guess one of the bits of wisdom I'm passing on is not to take yourself so seriously. To take it all lighter. To take it all a little bit more with hay. Hey. Wavy Gravy, our clown who's on the board of Seva, has always told us if you don't have a sense of humor, it just isn't funny. And he has the serious glasses, the Groucho Marx glasses, on the puja table. And if anybody at the board meeting, when we're talking about death, destruction, violence, blindness, malnutrition of children, uses the word serious, they have to put on the serious glasses. So we won't take ourselves too seriously. Because taking something serious doesn't make it go away any faster. In fact, it keeps making it a little bit worse. And I just like this particular story. A shepherd was grazing his sheep when a passerby said, "That's a fine flock of sheep you have. Could I ask you something about them?" "Of course," said the shepherd. Said the man, "How much would you say your sheep walk each day?" "Which ones? The white ones or the black ones?" "The white ones." "Well, the white ones walk about 4 miles a day. And the black ones?" "The black ones, too." "How much grass would you say they eat each day?" "Which ones? The white ones or the black ones?" "The white ones." "Well, the white ones eat about 4 pounds of grass each day. And the black ones?" "The black ones, too." "How much wool would you say they give each year?" "Well, which ones are you referring to, the white ones or the black ones?" "The white ones." "Well, I'd say the white ones give some 6 pounds of wool each year at shearing time. And the black ones?" "The black ones, too." The passerby was intrigued. "May I ask you why you have this strange habit of dividing your sheep into white and black each time you answer one of my questions?" "Well," said the shepherd, "that's only natural. The white ones are mine, you see." "Ah, and the black ones?" "They're mine, too."
This concludes session 2. Our program continues with session 3.